all the way to Doug. It's nice when they can physically attend the meeting. Hopefully they'll be here for the June meeting.
Questions?
Is there any reason we can't get started? You have the first petition on your side.
Yeah, we got it.
And you're doing both of them?
Well.
Did you sign it? It's not sure we know you.
No? I'll tell you my name.
It's always the chairman's call. He wants to start early, he can start early.
Guys sprung for real professional presentation stuff.
Well, I asked my wife before I left, I was like, should I bring my bag and my easel, or should I just bring the papers and the drawing and throw them there? She told me I had to do this.
Smart woman. Okay, so yours. There's no reason why we can't get started. We have our first petition, but I guess it's 6:50 to start the meeting. Today's meeting. The first thing I have to do is set a statement. So I'll read that off. In accordance with the provisions of ethics law, of the town board of directors incumbent upon the conservation board member with a financial business relationship, any petitioner coming before the board to disclose the relationship.
Thanks, Joe.
Before the board is a relative or as a financial business relationship with any officer or employee. Of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. Having read that paragraph, I think the next step is really to look at the minutes from the previous minute and ask if anybody on the board has any questions regarding the minutes. Apparently not, so somebody will be involved.
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
Do you have that, folks?
Yes, thank you.
So I guess we can really start off, Chris. I can't think of anything that I've got. It's difficult for me. So in any event, what we've done, we understand this has already been before the board in the past.
Yep, I understand it, though. This is for the next time, too. You guys get an idea of where that looks like, sorry.
Pass them down.
You want to pass them down?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy.
There's two separate ones.
There's two separate ones, so we'll pass them down. So there's two passed down.
You guys have
them. Yeah, I did one of each. So I think we pass them down.
Okay.
Or not. Okay, fine.
This is the first one.
Thank you.
While Chris is doing that, one thing I failed to do is identify that Rich Schechter accused himself of not being in this meeting, and that as chairman, I'm helping out today.
Thank you.
And Kyle Witt is excused, too. Kyle Witt is excused.
Whatever he just said.
Okay.
Did he call?
Sorry.
Ready? Good evening, Chris Wood with Irving Wood Design for the engineers for this project. As you mentioned, this has been before the board prior, and we've received approval on the landscaping. We had to go back to the zoning board of appeals for variance on the side yard setback, which they granted, and one of the conditions of granting that variance was to add some additional plantings along this side of the building, given that there's an existing house / apartment / industrial project property to the north. So that's what you see in the clouded area here. Those foundation plantings and those other small trees will be added. The landscape estimate has been updated to reflect those additional plantings. And if you guys have any questions on it.
My understanding, I talked to a neighbor briefly about concerns, and it seemed, you know, you've got at least a bit of approved plans. You have very little space to work with as far as landscaping, but the concern seems to be more in the parking area where the house is more directly adjacent to the park. concern is, you know, looking out a window to the parking lot directly. I mean, you have this industrial pull further to the north, but you know, it's a concern of just the immediate presence of the parking area.
Right.
And,
I was going to point out this area hasn't changed.
But it's come back to us for a concern, and we're expressing what we understand the concern to be. And wondered if there wouldn't be a better solution to look at a privacy fence along that parking area versus, I know you have a sewer there, but a footing wouldn't take a whole lot of space for the privacy fence, and that would seem to do a lot better job. You really don't have room to landscape there without changing the whole plan, and that was the first thing that came to mind. I don't know, is the sewer in at this point?
It will be soon. The steel's going up now. You guys probably driven by there. Tim Hortons is across the street on 28.
Right.
Across from 84.
Yep. I know where it is. But the sewer could be adjusted slightly. It's showing right down the middle of that reservation. Even if it isn't, I know snow plowing and things like that are something to think about with the parking, but that would just seem like the only possibility of screening that parking area.
The neighbor's driveway is actually comes along that property line, actually encroaches on our property a little bit, goes to the back. Okay. If we put a fence there, it'd be right on their driveway.
Well, yes, the neighbor reaction would be
this. I would prefer that we put, instead of doing these plantings, maybe we can put some plantings there and adjust the sewer.
I don't know what you're going to put in that's going to be large enough to do any screening in a 4-foot reservation like that, or whatever it is. But that is why the privacy fence. I mean, we prefer landscaping always, but it seems like the only solution that we're going to do.
All right. I mean, not to question, but isn't that more of a planning board issue?
Well, landscaping and screening is our arena, and this is the issue, I guess, that's come up. I don't know that the objection was the building being that close to the landscape. I don't know what.
That's what it was. It was the building variance triggering additional screening or something to break up the building, given that it was that close to the property line.
Yeah, it's very close. I mean, those are moderate-sized shrubs that you're putting in there. It's really not going to screen the building, but it's going to soften it, and it's a solution. But as we understood earlier today, that is the main concern is where the position of the house was.
Parked in there. At the ZBA. You can read the minutes.
Well, we're an advisory board.
Right.
Advise things. Cool.
Not that I didn't take the conversation we had today. My understanding is that the ZBA tentatively approved it, with the exception of looking for additional landscaping. We use the word landscaping and screening in the same sense. So.
Yeah, they did approve it with a condition that we had the landscaping. We don't have to go back to the ZBA.
You don't. No. But again, they kind of thrown it back at us as to satisfying the concern that exists.
I would think if we did add a fence, it would make sense to get rid of landscaping up against the building. Because
well, I don't think landscaping is going to be harmful. It's going to soften the building, but it's the main concern, as I understood it today, and talking directly to the neighbor, is the maybe she can speak up.
The parking never came up on ZBA, ever.
Okay.
Or the planning board.
Chris,
understood.
Is there an issue with putting the screen up fencing?
A fence that long is going to be considerably expensive. Plus, if we did put it up, I wouldn't extend it very far towards Taylor Road. As you know, Taylor Road is a pretty busy road. And we don't want to block traffic coming out of there.
No, I wouldn't suggest going right away or anything.
Especially with the highway garage, not too far away and having big trucks come out. But I prefer not to do the fence there and just do the landscaping here.
We have a full board this evening, and what I'd like to do is ask each of the members of the board their opinion on this, because obviously we're in between two situations here. The owner of the property adjacent to you and the expense of your owner having to do something. So
right.
I'd like the opinions of the rest of the board.
Are we looking at the parking lot line between the two properties, or behind the building and the two
The building, right, because that's what I read.
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Are we looking at the property between the parking lot and the next door neighbors, or the building and the next door neighbors?
The parking lot, as I understand it.
I read the building and the next door.
Right, the ZBA, I don't know what says on there.
I didn't read anything about the parking lot, I read the building.
I didn't read the parking lot, it doesn't say, well, but as the ZBA, the town, I think. You know, as a ZBA meeting, again, we were there just for the variance of the building, and they specifically wanted to come back for additional landscaping along the building to come back again.
You said property line, though.
No, that's what this says, that's what the agenda says.
So that's definitely what you were going with, the ZBA.
100%.
I have the minutes here, and the minutes say that the, we suggested that the case be approved, the conservation board would make recommendations for extra landscaping between this property and the neighboring residents. And then the motion was approved, subject to extra landscaping is to be approved by the conservation board.
Right.
So I think it is broader than just building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, well, so my point being, the variance we got was for the building, not the parking. The parking's never moved. And you guys approved this as is, with no landscaping along the property line when we came before. And something changed on the plan. Actually, the plan didn't change at all. The building didn't move. Just as a result of conditional code and certification, it the variance of the building. But I prefer not to put a fence there.
No.
John, this is for that.
I'm going to give a vote.
This line here.
Okay. I'll be interested to see what the vote is on. I'm not clear what the proposal might be, other than to leave it just the way it is, which is, I think, all I'm hearing. Is there another, an alternative proposal?
Our proposal is to add this additional landscaping here.
What's the building for? Because it just says Bliss Construction, and I was thinking it was the car wash, because I thought we were talking about car wash last time. But there's no, like, description.
No, this is a two-story office building. One floor is going to be occupied by a financial advisory firm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the question before us is not whether this is, well, in part it's whether this is acceptable, but the other part is whether or not we need more or we want more, right? Isn't that really what the gist of this is?
I would like to hear from the owner of the property to see what she has to say.
Well, again, I think it has to come down to a vote as to what we see and what we do. I think the first proposal would be that landscaping stays as is.
No, I don't know.
She's asking about having a neighbor.
Just a neighbor.
Speak to her concerns.
Not that it's
she's suggesting that Denise, the neighbor, express her concerns.
That property is actually for sale currently as an industrial property.
We're just going to have her share her thoughts.
You can leave it publicly.
So my concern would be over by the parking lot, because where this parking lot is, my house is right here. There's a little bit of a stone driveway here, but that would be my concern, a little bit more screening here because of my bedroom being right in here. So that's my concern.
So that's pretty consistent with what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. So your main concern is the parking lot.
Because
we're not going to move anything else on.
The position of the house in relation to the parking lot.
Right, because this building's way in the back, and then my house is like right here.
Can we understand where the house is in relation to this diagram?
I'm
looking at a satellite picture, and I don't think it's right up at the road. I think it's
farther
back.
The house is right here.
Yeah.
That's for sure the house. It's from the survey.
No, I don't know. I think it's off a little.
That's from the survey.
Okay, so the house is located in the survey.
Right, and the property is currently for sale, and she did have a deal with Mr. Bliss to buy it. They can agree on a price. So, I mean, it's still actively for sale as an industrial product. It's owned industrial. So,
Well, it's only industrial, but I have to, I've been there for some years.
Yeah, that's where it is. Yeah, that's where it is. I mean, even a short segment of fence.
Yeah, short fence segment with that, like a maybe.
I mean, we could do, I mean, the front of our house is right here.
Right.
If we did to here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, just screening the parking.
Yeah, so if we went just along, do you want to go just along the parking?
10, 20, maybe 50 feet or so.
Here?
Yeah.
To here?
Yeah.
Along the parking, please.
And that would be along with the extra shrubs?
Along with this, yeah.
Yeah, along with that.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. Right, yeah, especially if that's the bedroom window.
Your house should be accurate on that survey, so where the position is.
Denise, did you get a good look at that?
I did.
You can take a picture of it.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it.
So then there's going to be the fence, the tree, and then the building, is that right?
Yeah, the fence, this tree, and then the building and the landscaping.
Are you in favor of that?
Denise, he was asking if you were in favor of that?
Yes, I'm in favor of that. That's fine.
Vote. What's your position?
The agreement here. Yeah, with the short fence and
the recent proposal.
This one.
Which is that 5 or 6 thousand?
That's about
roughly.
Plus or minus whatever the spacing on the fence posts.
How tall is the fence?
Yes. I love that. Yes.
I agree.
Do we need to specify height on the fence?
That's what.
Okay, I agree.
That was reasonable.
Would you like to make a motion?
I move that we approve the plan as documented on the board.
Based on conversation.
Second.
Awesome.
So it's a 6-foot fence. How long is it?
Roughly
5 foot.
Oh, 5 foot.
Okay.
6.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What type of office is it available?
The first floor is leased. That's a financial advisor's office, Wells Fargo.
I have to admit, driving by it caught me by surprise. I thought that you were down the town highway department.
Yeah,
it's close by.
Yeah, close.
Well, good luck. I think you've got any
problems. Thank you.
Denise, I hope you're pleased with that. I hope you're pleased with that.
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
We have the motion and it was
a second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Good to go.
That's that. Thank you.
I have the next one.
He has the next one.
Oh, you have the next one too? I should have known that. File 33-22, Raymond?
Got it right here.
Windward Road, Jim Park, Devin.
Yes.
You're going to try.
Thank you.
30,000 square foot medical building?
Yep. Give it a.
So we haven't seen this.
We have not seen this one.
You want to walk us through?
Yeah, I was going to wait till Remy gets out.
Okay.
brought one of these.
Yeah, I can't see that one.
Look at that, there's no trees to cut.
Farmland. We just did that project. Just that Ross Island.
The Ross Island, okay.
We just did a project here for a parking lot addition they haven't built yet.
You're not doing it here.
Yeah, it's coming from Oster.
They cut down every tree inside, yeah.
Oh, I know, they're out there by.
Yeah, I was like.
Yep. I'll give you a quick one. The handout aerial map kind of give you a location of where it is in Miller, and Miller Drive and Sterling Park. On the aerial, it doesn't show, this is Ross Ike here, that was recently completed. You can see from 219, the beer project that you're talking about is up here. This is Excelsior, orthopedics on the corner.
This is the site that you just cleared?
No, that's the beer project site. This one is an open field, there's no trees on it currently. What we're proposing is a 30,000 square foot single story medical building. It'd be multiple tenants. Again, on Windward Drive, the site's currently vacant. On the plan, we have the green space requirements. We do meet the town's green space requirements. Similar to what we did at Ross Eye Care, we have perimeter plantings, trees around the perimeter and along the right-of-way, and then a series of plantings around the foundation, and then some additional plantings in the islands at the Port Cochere that is in the front of the building, where most of the patients will get dropped off. I think it's pretty straightforward. If anybody has any questions, you know, sometimes the question of where we're going to put curbs and where we're not going to put curbs comes up. We will curb everywhere you're basically turning against. So any of these islands that you're turning against, here and here, any of the stuff at the corners, will all be curbed to protect the plant. Concrete curb. Right. Anything along the edge of the pavement on the outside will not be covered.
Do you envision where plowing would be going? Probably to the rear of the
tent. Probably get plowed to the rear, and then, you know, as they come down here, they could plow it off the side, too. Yeah, there's a little bit of snow storage there. And in between, in the front, and the rear.
Dumpster location?
In the back corner.
Okay.
Yep. Hidden pretty good.
I want to look at plant materials today. I don't have any concerns about that. Doing as much as you can in the tight spaces. And the islands being the criteria for the apartment. I looked over the evaluation form. There's the plant values. So.
The only question I have, and I'm not sure again whether this is something we should focus on as a group or not, especially on the southeast line, the trees that are going in there are very close to the property line and will certainly grow over the property line into the other property. That would be Excelsior on that side, and it probably would grow over the property line on the sort of northwest side as well.
Right.
Is that a factor that we take into account as a board? Is that something we should consider? I don't know that they would be concerned about it because, for example, the Excelsior side, I know there's nothing there. It's just a field. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure how we address an issue like that.
I think it's kind of a plant selection or side of the trees. I think that's valid for the question. Yeah, but I personally see there's no utilities going along with it.
It could grow into the building on that side. And again, you know,
well,
the trees are nice trees. I no argument with the trees. I like the trees.
Well, it's too cold.
I believe too. When we did Ross Eye Care, we didn't do any plantings along this property line. So these, because we had utilities in that.
Yeah, area. Right.
So I think these trees will kind of serve both.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the two that are up against the building, I think, is towards the rear of the property, the next to the
rear. Oh, here.
That's a
future medical building.
Yeah.
Honestly, my name.
What I was going to say is they're too low. They're not overly large.
Yeah, I mean, the scale that we have in the circle is probably over-exaggerated. little bit. Probably.
Well, two poles are pretty tight. Oh, it's certainly by the quest changes to species, but
from the development point of view, I think the top is going to push us heavily to non-acceptance. I'm sure that they can see the interest, their interest in keeping these same trees, even though it's close to the building across the market. So I don't know how to resolve that in terms of going.
I guess another way to phrase the question is, do we have an obligation to the other property owners to not have plantings infringing on their property lines?
Yeah, they're a buffer.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I'm
right.
Totally new to this.
So that's never come up.
The tough spot is if the parking on this side needs a setback and the building on this side needs a setback, what can you do?
The closest to the common is this coming up. Southwestern for the car agencies is Berman. Mm-hmm. We've had issues in the past about Berman. It's definitely didn't come up with other trees. But from that afternoon, it's alive. And then that was a big push. Various people that we had by screening the industrial light, industrial buildings from adjacent properties. There's more than three. There's Berman as well. So.
Is that adjacent building something that the company's involved with currently?
We did that.
Yeah.
We have both of those approved at the same time.
Okay, so they're approved.
They may or may not build that rear building, and if they do, from what I understand, it might be configured a little differently.
John, any further questions?
No, I guess I'll conclude by saying if we've never addressed this before, it must be okay for us to go with a plan of this nature, even though it's clear that the trees will extend over the property line, probably on both sides. I don't think it's a problem. I know that on the Excelsior side, it's just open field anyway. So I think that's fine. The only problem perhaps on the other side is the building, but if that building ever gets built, I suppose it can be addressed at that point. So, that's it.
Good question. I wish I could give you a straight answer. At this point, just look at what we've got. That's okay. It's not only a record for us to follow in terms of different ways we approach looking at these plans, what we can approve. I think it is worth bringing up amongst ourselves as an issue. We had similar issues, not the trees, we had irrigation systems, we had other things that we can approach. We had sewer situations with the underground piping. So what you brought up was something that I think needs to be conversation. At this point, for this proposal,
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Okay.
That?
Yep. I'm fine with this. I don't have any questions.
Yeah. Good to me.
Okay, you're striking two for two of them.
Okay.
I need a
motion to pass.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I know who's been here. There is a sheet up on the table.
Need a pen, Jill?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm potentially thinking about maybe moving my business into it, which is concrete leveling. So it'd just be a warehouse for us. And then we have two other spots potentially right now to see who might be interested in it. So I know my cousin was interested in maybe doing it for RV storage. So, but it's all tentative until we get the building up and built.
Yeah, it's going to build up.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the way, the direction that we're going to go. Have any questions?
No, I have some questions about the lot. What were the I don't have any questions.
Okay. No, that's the only thing that it's just suggesting.
John, I guess the only question I have is to believe on as we're looking at the plan here to the right, we've got a residential house.
Yeah, we own that house too.
You own that house too? So there's no objections to this plan from the owner of the house?
No.
That's my question.
That's the way to do it.
Well, we have a motion for approval.
Move to approve the plan as presented with a suggestion of a substitution of the costume pine, a spruce possible, serving spruce.
Second.
We have the typical language too, because of dumpster screening, the lighting,
yep.
And down on the basin.
All the normal stuff.
And putting the place stuff. So.
Yep.
Okay. So, John, you're all set?
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion for approval.
Yep, John, I can.
We have it in a second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's a good job.
Thank you.
I sound putting in the world, yeah, and I was going to ask about like when, what happens to the trees or whatever.
You can call me.
Yeah.
Did they adjourn?
I left my card.
Hi, did they adjourn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, yeah. Yeah.